I'm Alexandra DiTrolio, the Archdiocese of Mexico City and the Mexican chapter of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, have decided to work together to help protect children, promote healing, and fight for justice in cases of clergy sexual abuse. In a joint statement, the Archdiocese and SNAP stated that they will be creating procedures aimed to not only help victims, but educate people on how to be preemptive and protect them. The Archdiocese had been accused of inaction and covering up cases of sexual abuse for years under former longtime leader Cardinal Norberto Rivera Carrera. New Cardinal Carlos Aguiaretes has promised a zero-tolerance policy against clerical sex abuse and transparency in any cases. President Trump has commuted the sentence of Alice Johnson. Johnson was convicted in 1996 of 8 criminal counts related to a cocaine trafficking operation based in Memphis, Tennessee, and was sentenced to life in prison. Johnson, now 63, had served over 2 decades of that sentence. Trump's commutation comes following a visit from celebrity Kim Kardashian West last week at the White House, who spoke to the president about Johnson's case. Unlike a pardon, Trump's commutation will not erase the conviction, it only ends her sentence. The latest proposal by Housing Secretary Ben Carson would raise rents on low-income households by an average of 26%. Carson states the plan is aimed at encouraging more people to find work and pushing them on a path of self-sufficiency. However, the increase is 6 times greater than the growth in average hourly pay and puts many, including those with jobs, at risk of homelessness. According to the Associated Press, 6 million households and 8.3 million people will be affected by the increases in rent. The AP analysis also showed families being disproportionately affected by the increase, with 3 million of the 8.3 million impacted being children. An Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has caused a temporary pause in the distribution of a number of sacraments. The Archdiocese of Umbanda-Kabikoro has instituted regulations in an effort to keep the disease from spreading. Any sacrament that requires physical contact carries the risk of spreading Ebola and is being regulated. Catholics will not be baptized, confirmed, ordained, or anointed until further notice. Communion has also been regulated, and in parishes affected by the new rules, it will only be given to the hand and not the mouth. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.